This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. It's time for Sam to pen an open letter.
Dear Public Holidays, hi, it's me, Sam. First of all, I want to say thanks. Thanks for standing true to what you claim to be. A day that allows us, the public, to have a holiday. Though outside of Christmas and Easter you only exist as one-off days, it is one less day that I need to hear my alarm sound at 4:30 a.m. Assuming, of course, I remembered to turn it off the night before. I'll be honest though, you aren't always ideal. Especially when you appear in the calendar on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Because a public holiday nestled between two work days creates the experience of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. And that's no camping analogy. There's no time to attempt to sleep in an uncomfortable tent across a singular 24-hour period. Research has shown that many among us will chuck a sickie to unlock a four-day weekend. And who can blame them, really? Last time I learned maths, I discovered that 4 is greater than 2 plus 1 with a return to the workplace in between. Now, don't get me wrong. I would never say no to a day off. Although, as they say in comedy, timing is everything, and therefore, you are not funny. But here I am, back at work, after a somewhat restful 40-degree day off, when quite frankly the office air conditioning would have been helpful. So, next year, when Australia Day falls on a Wednesday, creating two-day work weeks, I may write again. But for now, thank you for the momentary rest, and please work harder on your timing. Sincerely, Samuel.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.